In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, listening all over North America. I hope you've had a great Wednesday. It's hump day. It's my job to get you over the hump. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. I get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. So I don't care if you are in Seattle. Let's see what the Mariners do against the Blue Jays, trying to go up 3-0 tonight in the American League Championship Series. I don't care if you're here with me in Atlanta. I'm hanging out on a street called Peachtree. You could be in New York City with our producer, Ryan Botcher. You could be in Miami where the Dolphins suck. And shout outs to our caller, Alex, for hitting us up. Enjoy your dinner. You could be in Boise. You could be in Baltimore. You could be in Boston. You could be in Los Angeles waiting on another World Series appearance by the Dodgers. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, thank you for being here. We talked about quite a few things throughout the course of the show. Kansas City Chiefs got Rashee Rice back. He'll be in action, making his debut against the Raiders this week. We got the Icy Hot Bowl. Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco. Steelers, Bengals tomorrow in Cincinnati. Aaron Rodgers hasn't said anything crazy this year. What a coincidence, right? Tua Tagovailoa apologizes for throwing his teammates under the bus. And then how about this? Russell Westbrook. He signs a one-year contract with the Sacramento Kings. This is going to be his 18th season. You know he's like, let me go out. I don't care what's going on with the team. Let me be a good teammate. Let me ball out. And then hopefully I could get traded to a team that's competing for a championship. What else is there for Russell Westbrook to do? Nothing. Not a damn thing. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Put it on your phone, your tablet, computer. Thank you to people listening live on their local radio affiliate. You got SiriusXM. You paying that money for the radio? Yeah, 375. Go to channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, no hands. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, this is a fun part. Get to talk about sports, stand in the studio, getting ready to see what the Seattle Mariners do with the Toronto Blue Jays. We'll keep you up to date on this game as first pitch is about 5, 6, 7 minutes away. Fans are going to be extremely hyped knowing that they are two victories away from their first World Series appearance. So we'll keep you up to date on that one. It is, and also, by the way, thank you so much to Matt Verderam. He came through and joined us last hour to talk about all things NFL, how great Baker Mayfield has looked and how bad the Bills and the Eagles have looked, how the Kansas City Chiefs, how they can just, they are bouncing back. So if you missed that conversation with Matt, just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app as well. But as I do every Wednesday, I kind of take a deep breath. And I give you a new top six list. And today, with Russell Westbrook ending back in the NBA, a matter of fact, before we do any of that, this is the news about Russell Westbrook earlier today, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
We've got some breaking news out of the NBA where the Kings have agreed to a one-year deal with 9-time All-Star and future Hall of Famer Russell Westbrook. That's according to ESPN. Westbrook is entering his 18th season and will be playing with his fourth different team in the past 4 years. So last season, he averaged just over 13 points, 6 assists, 5 boards per game with the Nuggets.
Come on, this guy is so accomplished. MVPs. Well, not MVPs. MVP and MVP. Multiple-time All-Star, 18 seasons, more triple-doubles than anybody. The one thing Russell Westbrook doesn't have is a ring. And he's not the first dude. He may not be the last. Maybe he can get one before he retires. But he's running out of time. I mean, damn it, we got Chris Paul on the Clippers right now. He's 40 as well. He ain't got no ring. He's still looking for one. Not every great player gets a championship. You think about guys who get multiple titles, they typically come in eras, come in bunches, and then you got a couple of guys who can kind of sneak in there and get one, and then you got some dudes who never get their hands on a championship. And we know nowadays in 2025, in the media climate that we live in, it's almost like if you don't win a championship, you suck. It wasn't always like that. Sometimes it was just really understanding that if your team sucks, you can't win. Everything is a team sport. And so I'm not wasting any more time. Shout outs to Russell Westbrook. But right now, I'm going to tell you about the top six pro athletes who have never won a championship. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Right now, we're talking about the top six athletes to never win a championship. And well, I got to start off with this number right here.
Number six.
At number six, one of the greatest NFL players of all time. Arguably, the greatest running back of all time. Well, he could have been the greatest running back of all time, but he played on such a team that was so ass, he said, I'm out of here. I'm not doing it. At number six on my list, I'm giving you Barry Sanders. This man was in the league for only 10 years. He was a Pro Bowler every single year. He was a six-time All-Pro. Damn it, even before he got there, the Lions. He won the Heisman in 88 with Oklahoma State, and he decided to retire in 1998. He said, I'm not doing this no more. I mean, his last two seasons, he still had it. He rushed for 1,400 yards. He quit the NFL because he was just exhausted, frustrated. And he thought the Lions, they had nothing left in them. He felt no confidence. The closest he got, 1991, the NFC Championship game, where they lost to Washington 41-10. The other times he went to the postseason, they couldn't even get out of the wild card round. Man, they went 5-11. Barry Sanders said, enough, I'm out of here. Listen to what he told Dan Patrick on leaving.
It is a difficult thing to leave because I'm that kid that always dreamed about playing football and was just simply giddy to be able to have the high school, college, and pro career that I had. And I knew that when that flame blew out, it just wasn't there anymore to continue going out and being the type of player that I was, that it was time to go.
Yeah, when it's time to go, it's time to go. I got Barry Sanders, number six here on my list. Top six athletes to never win a ring. What's the next number?
Number five.
Oh my God, this guy gets reminded about never winning a ring every single week during the NBA season. He's such a great television personality. I think there's a generation of people who are lost on how amazing and ahead of his time of a basketball player he was. At number five on my list, top six athletes to never win a ring. Number five is Charles Barkley. This man was an 11-time All-Star, the round mound of rebound. He was with the Sixers, went to the Suns, and then ended with the Rockets. But we know when he was with the Suns, he hit his peak. He won the MVP in 93. He helped them go to the NBA Finals to take on the Bulls. And then they lost in six games. And even in that Finals, Charles was balling. 27 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists. But Charles Barkley, I mean, you can listen to him right now. He was having a chat with ESPN, and he says, you know what? I was ready. I didn't have my team ready.
You know, Scott, I think about it a lot. I failed in game one to get my team ready for the enormity of the situation. That still bugs me to this day.
Well, he's reminded of it every week, like I told you. NBA no longer on TNT. You can now catch it on ESPN as well. Like you heard Barkley chatting with Scott Van Pelt. It takes 2 seconds for Shaquille O'Neal to go, Charles, you don't know nothing about nothing. You never won a championship. Listen to this back and forth.
You don't know what you're talking about when it comes to championships.
I'm just telling you something.
Stop babying
these players.
Wade carried
you to that championship. No matter how much you scream, you loud, that does not make you right.
There's nothing. You got to stop babying the players. You got baby. That's why you ain't win.
He got the. I didn't have Dwayne Wade and Kobe Bryant carry me up and down the court.
I got three finals MVP,
Google me, Chuck. Everybody knows you were a great player.
You don't know what you're talking about when it comes to championships. I got three finals MVP, Chuck. I mean,
you are a great player.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was. Well, there's two things here. Shaq was the most dominant guy on all those teams. He was a monster. He made absolutely no sense. And then Charles Barkley didn't have the talent that he did. So both can be true. What is true is Charles Barkley is one of the greatest athletes ever to never win a ring. Charles is number 5 on my list. Who is
number 4?
Oh, well, we going to get through this guy quick. Not a lot of people like him. I don't blame him. It's Karl Malone. Karl Malone is number 4 on the list. This man came into the league in 1985. He played almost 20 years, 14-time All-Star, 2-time MVP. We know he went to the finals twice against some guy named Michael Jordan with the Utah Jazz. And then they lost. Okay. I mean, you had Karl Malone who had to try his last chance to get a ring. Ironically, we just talked about Shaq. It was with the Lakers. All right. He at 42 years old, Karl Malone is like, I need a ring. He averaged 13 points at 42 years old in 2004. That was when him and Gary Payton were on the Lakers. And then the Pistons won in 5 games because the Lakers hated each other. Matter of fact, Karl Malone, he has the most games in playoffs history with no ring. 193 games. You know who's behind him? His buddy, John Stockton, with 182 games. Yeah, that pick and roll didn't lead to a title. But Karl Malone, I guess, bitter, maybe not. Karl Malone is just like, yeah, the Bulls beat us, but it wasn't just Michael Jordan. I guess he'd been talking to Scotty.
I'm all man, and I accept the responsibility for not winning one, and we was there. We just happened to be playing the Chicago Bulls, which wasn't just Michael Jordan, by the way. And I have the utmost respect for Michael, but I never thought I was playing Michael Jordan. I was playing the Chicago Bulls. But let's not, you know, everybody say this person was a bad man and all that. Well, yes, I give them respect. But I got a set of them. I'm a man. And I was a bad son of too.
Oh, come on. But you lost. Come on, man. I guess speaking of another guy who doesn't have too much respect for Michael Jordan, Isaiah Thomas. I don't think you'll hear a positive word from him about Michael Jordan. He also didn't have a positive word to say about Karl Malone.
I thought Utah, you know, going back to that team, I thought they had everything that it took to win a championship. I thought they had the system. I thought they had the players, the toughness, the defensive-minded and everything. But I always felt like Malone really was the weak link because he wasn't a good foul shooter. Had he been a good foul shooter, they would have beat Chicago.
They would have beat us 1 year.
I think they'd have beat you. If that guy can't make foul shots, then he's the weak link. He's the guy that you're fouling. He's the guy that you want to put on the line. You're not fouling Stockton.
Right.
You're not putting him on the line. You're not letting him take the shot. Everything is going to Malone. I thought Malone's inability to make free throws.
Oh, come on, Isaiah. Come on. The Bulls had a better team. Let's just put it. They had a better team both damn times. Let's just go ahead and leave it there. These guys are all old. Maybe one day they'll They'll make up. They're getting older. I hope they all make up. I don't expect it, though. Okay, it's a top 6 list. Athletes who've never won a ring. Let's get away from people beating up on Karl Malone. If Karl Malone is 4 on the list, who's a better athlete to never win a ring?
Number 3.
Let's go from Utah to Boston. It's Ted Williams. Poor Ted Williams is a part of the curse of the Bambino. This man played from 1939 to 1960. He missed a couple of seasons, about three of them due to military service. God rest the soul of Ted Williams. 19-time All-Star. A career batting average of .344. They sent the ball. He hit it. And we all know he's the last dude to bat 400. He did that in 1941. He batted .406. Nowadays, we got All-Stars out here batting .230, .220, and it drives me nuts. Ted Williams, the closest that he got, 1946 World Series against the Cards. In that World Series, it went seven games. The Red Sox obviously lost, and Ted Williams only batted .200. And back in that day, you didn't have to go through four, five, six, seven rounds to get to the World Series. Ted Williams, God rest his soul, when he was still alive, he sat down and spoke, and he says, "Yeah, I don't got a ring. It sucks.
If I had my one wish, it would be that I could be connected with a team that was going to win the World Championship or be in it to have the excitement of being there."
What would you like to be remembered for in 50 years when people look back?
That I contributed to this game of baseball in a high level.
And that's what people remember. He's one of the greatest hitters of all time. That and that they froze his head. And I also remember when they paraded him around, I think at Fenway in 98, 99. Yeah, shout outs to Ted Williams. He's great. He didn't need no championship. We know he was great. Shout outs to the Red Sox. Not really. Top six athletes to never win a championship. Ted Williams is three. Who can have it worse than Ted Williams?
Number two.
Oh, I found the answer. Dan the Man Marino. Come on now. Dan Marino, when he retired, he had like every record for passer in NFL history. Except for he didn't have no championship. He went into the Hall of Fame, 9-time Pro Bowler, 3-time All-Pro, had every passing record worth a damn. This man was drafted in 1983. This man went to the Super Bowl after the 84 season. Okay? Unfortunately for him, he lost to the 49ers. Well, his team did. 38-16. Yeah, not all that easy. You know, we got both marks out there, both Clayton and Duper, who couldn't help. And then he ended his career in ugly fashion. His final game in the postseason, 1999, the final game of Dan Marino's career. The Dolphins lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars 62-7. After that point, Dan Marino walked away and said, "You know what? I went to a Super Bowl. I didn't win. I just got my ass whooped. I'm out of here." A matter of fact, that Super Bowl loss, Dan Marino spoke to Dan Patrick and he said, "I've never watched it in my whole life.
I never watched it.
Once it's done, it's done."
When it was done, yeah, that I never went back to watch that Super Bowl. I haven't watched it.
Not even curious of...
Sometimes I'm curious to look at it, but now it doesn't matter, so I don't... But I didn't... Right after that, I kind of put in my mind, I'm just going to go forward and not worry about what happened in that game, so...
It'd be cool to have you and Montana watch it together.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool for him.
Damn, what a dig. Ouch. Dan Marino, he was also on the Not Just Football podcast. We know that he was a Pittsburgh Panther. He's from Pittsburgh. He was disappointed in 83 not to get drafted by his hometown team. They went with a lineman. Unfortunately, he got injured kind of right after his career started. And so Dan Marino says, "You know what? If I got drafted by the Steelers, my hometown, I know I would have won some championships."
My mom always talks about the Steelers passing on you is one of her biggest regrets as a Steeler fan. How different would your career have been if you had been a Pittsburgh Steeler, you think?
Well, looking back at their teams, I probably won a couple Super Bowls. Mm. I really do, because of the defense they had and all that. What year was it? I'm trying to think. We beat them to go to the Super Bowl in the AFC Championship game. Mark Malone was on that team, and I got to play against Jack Lambert, which, well, I'm growing up, you know.
Man.
You're a pick guy, too. Yeah, that's huge for you.
And then I see Jack Lambert playing and Donnie Shell, and so that was huge for me. But I feel like I'd have been pretty good in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well, world will never know. We do know he is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And Dan Marino, as an overall, he is one of the greatest athletes ever to never win a championship. So I have Dan Marino at number two on my list. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, I'm going to share with you who I have at number one. This is the top athlete to have never won a championship. I'll fill you in on the other side. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I'm giving you a top six list. Russell Westbrook signs with the Sacramento Kings today. 18 seasons, no championships. He's hoping for one this year. Will not come with the Kings. Maybe he gets traded midway through the season. He can end up on a contender. And it made me think, Julio Rodriguez, two-run home run. The Seattle Mariners in the first inning out to a quick start, 2-0 against. Damn it, these Jays, well, they got to get it together soon. We'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues on. As I mentioned, a top six list, Russell Westbrook goes to the Kings. He's hoping for a championship. And so today I gave you a top six list of professional athletes, some of the biggest stars to have never won a championship. I'm going to share with you who I have at number one on the list in a second. But before we do that, let me go ahead and remind you, if you weren't here with us prior to the break, top six athletes to never win a ring. At number six, I gave you Barry Sanders. At number five, I gave you Charles Barkley. At number four, I gave you Karl Malone. At number three, I gave you Ted Williams. At number two, I gave you Dan Marino. Now, is there an athlete who's had a storied career? Is there an athlete who's had it rough? Is there an athlete, a great athlete, who's never won a championship that would be above Dan Marino? The answer is yes. And here it is. The number one athlete to never, ever win a championship. And number one, his name? Elgin Baylor. Oh, yeah, my basketball heads, my West Coast heads, my people, my Laker heads know about Elgin Baylor. God rest his soul. This man was the first overall pick to the Minneapolis Lakers in 1958. He played 14 total seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers. He was an 11-time All-Star. This man went into the Hall of Fame in 1977, and when he hung up his shoes, I know they weren't called kicks then, his skips, his Converse, whatever the hell he was wearing, he was fourth in points scored. He was first in total rebounds. He was sixth in assists. Elgin Baylor was out there giving everybody the business, and he was doing everything. Everything. Here's the problem, though. When Elgin Baylor was out there playing, the Boston Celtics, they were out there doing the winning. Elgin Baylor and the Lakers, they lost six times in the NBA Finals to the Celtics and another time to the New York Knicks. How about this? You want to know when the Lakers won the title? After Elgin Baylor quit, after he left. He retired nine games into the season. Elgin Baylor walked away without a ring. Prior to his passing, promoting one of his books, he was sitting down in Seattle. He was having a chat on King 5. Elgin Baylor was asked what he wants people to learn about him and his career. This is what he had to say.
You go, what do you want people who never saw you play to learn from you if they get your book?
I don't the only thing I would say is that, you know, I did my best, you know, and now your songs are my best wasn't good enough. But still, you know, I enjoyed, you know, the thing about it, you know, I had great teammates. And, you know, I had great relationship with the teams we played against. You know,
yeah.
You know, they're guys, we would go out to eat together
before
a game. And then once you get in the game, you go up and the guy, you say something to him, and especially to Russell. You know, go up to shake hands. He just turns his back.
Playing those mind games.
Right. And then after the game is over, now in the dressing room, somebody's knocking on the door. Who is it? Bill Russell. And then telling me, where are we going to eat?
Play against Bill Russell. At least you go out to eat with him afterwards. It's kind of crazy. Elgin Baylor, he played alongside Jerry West. Elgin was done. He kept playing. Jerry got a championship. He picked up one of them. And Jerry West, God rest his soul as well, he talked about playing with Elgin Baylor. This is what he told CBS in L.A.
He was a prince of a man. Never heard him really say derogatory things about anyone. When there's times as players, sometimes there's things that just make you so angry that being competitive, you want to lash out. He never did that. And sitting in the locker room with him after horrible losses, and particularly when we were trying to win a championship for the city of Los Angeles, no one will ever have the chance to share a relationship as long as I had with him. And to feel those awful thoughts about losing when you just want to once win.
Yeah, unfortunately for Elgin Baylor, he passed away about 4 years ago. God bless him. He was able to get back together with the Lakers. He ultimately got himself a statue outside. All those great statues outside of Crypto.com Arena, Staples Center, whatever the hell it's called today. He got that statue in 2018. And, you know, it's one thing. Jerry West played with him. Shaquille O'Neal is younger. Obviously, he's a Lakers legend in his own right. A lot of people did not know about Elgin Baylor because he didn't win a ring. Even Shaq at the statue unveiling was just like, I had to Google you, man.
Elgin, I'm a little young to know about you, but, you know, when you listen to guys like Magic Johnson and Dr. J and Jordan talk about the greats, your name always came up. So finally, I Googled you. And let me say, you were a bad man. 71 points, I only had 61. Executive of the year, rookie of the year, and you did all that while you were Army reservist. I never knew that. Now I know why they call you Rabbit. And you're a good-looking dude.
Yeah, Elgin Baylor, he dropped that 71 in 1960, but he never got a ring. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I just gave you a top six list. Some of the greatest athletes to never win a championship. At number six, I gave you Barry Sanders. At number five, I gave you Charles Barkley. At number four, I gave you Karl Malone. At number three, I gave you Ted Williams. At number two, I gave you Dan Marino. And at number one, I gave you Elgin Baylor. Everybody can't win a championship. You got to have the team, the structure, the organization. You got to have a lot around you. And so, of course, there are more than six great individuals, more than six great athletes who have never won a title. Who comes to your mind? Who are some of the greatest athletes to never win a ring? I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. The phone lines are now open. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Who are some of the greatest athletes to never win a ring? We'll hear from you on the other side of the break. Right now, it's time for us to hear a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a court-approved legal notice. If you accepted or processed Discover credit cards between 2007 to 2023, you could be eligible to get a payment from a class action settlement. Claims must be filed by May 18th, 2026 in order to receive payment. To find out more information and to file your claim online, go to the court-approved official website, www.discovermerchantsettlement.com, or call toll-free 1-888-655-3176.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And we talked about the Mariners already leading Toronto 2-0 here in the second inning. Mariners lead the series 2-0. If they win tonight, they lead the series 3-0. And at that point, they'll only need one more game, one more victory to advance to their first World Series. We'll keep you up to date. We'll be here for about another hour or so. So we'll keep you up to date on the baseball game as things continue on. Every single Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. And today, with Russell Westbrook joining the Sacramento Kings, I said, you know what? He's great. This is his 18th season. He's never won a title. I'm going to give you a top six list, some of the best professional athletes to never win a ring. And if you missed it and you missed all the fancy audio and whatnot, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Let me just give you a quick refresher if you're just tuning in. At number six, I gave you Barry Sanders. At number five, I gave you Charles Barkley. At number four, I gave you Karl Malone. At number three, I gave you Ted Williams. At number two, I gave you Dan Marino. And at number one, I gave you Elgin Baylor. Okay, I mean, poor Elgin Baylor is just like, how many times I got to go to the finals? 7-8 times and walk away with none. He retires and the Lakers finally win one. Jerry West finally wins one. And Elgin Baylor is kind of forgotten about when it comes to Lakers champions. He's like, I helped set this thing up, and I never got one damn one. God rest his soul. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I need you to think. O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Who are some other big-time athletes? Who are some of the best athletes of all time to never win a championship? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, right here in Georgia, let's talk to John. John, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up? John, you're live on the radio. Okay, John.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me, JR?
Yeah, what happened? You muted yourself?
I don't know.
Okay, here you are. Yeah. Go ahead.
A guy I want to talk about, he played in the Super Bowl four times. Might not have been the greatest athlete, but he had four chances, and that's Jim Kelly. I think he should definitely be in the top 10, I feel.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. I don't think Buffalo Bills fans are going to argue with you. We know about those four straight Super Bowl appearances, and that got to hurt for a lot of people, not just Jim Kelly. So I didn't think about no top 10. I know when it came down to quarterbacks, you know, it was easy for me to put Dan Marino over Jim Kelly, but that is certainly painful for Jim. Hey, appreciate you, John.
All right, go Vols.
All right, and shout outs to John for calling from Boccia, did he say Vols or he say dogs?
I heard Vols, but I'm going to assume he said dogs.
I don't think so. He's coming through here with that Tennessee stuff. Shout outs to the Volunteers. Not really. 888-7. My friend Trey would be upset with me. Sorry, Trey. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the best athletes to never win a championship. Let's go from Georgia to Los Angeles. Let's talk to David. You're on the JR Sport Brief. Show us up, David.
Hey, JR. Great to talk to you as always. Got a laundry list here, but I'm only going to give you one here, and that is LaDainian Tomlinson. His best chance was 2006 in that record-breaking season. I know he got further in subsequent seasons because he made it to the AFC Championship, but that 2006 season, man, that was his shot. I felt that if the Chargers had gotten past New England, they would have beaten Indy. They had Indy's number then, and they definitely would have beaten that Rex Grossman Bears team. So LaDainian Tomlinson, man, I'm sorry you missed out on your chance.
Yeah, that's the story of life for the Chargers, right? I mean, Phil Rivers could probably say the same damn thing. They were just the Chargers were good in that Marty Schottenheimer era. They just weren't ever good enough to get past a team like the Pats.
Yep, exactly.
It stinks. Well, thank you, Dave, for calling from L.A. Yeah, it was pretty. Listen, LaDainian Tomlinson, I know they say LT. I hear LT, the first guy I think about is Lawrence Taylor. But LaDainian Tomlinson, just as a running back, was a monster. He went out there and did it all. I mean, we've had very few running backs in the history of the NFL where these dudes are just like, I can be a receiver, I can go out here and run the football. There was that one year, he's talking about in 2006, he rushed for 28 touchdowns. He was a bad man. LaDainian Tomlinson was a lot of fun to watch as well. It's kind of crazy. I don't know. You watch all these guys growing up and you think they'll play forever. LaDainian Tomlinson just went on forever. I remember even that poor guy ending his career with the New York Jets. What a world that was. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Some of the greatest athletes to never win a championship. Santos is here from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Santos?
How you doing, man? How you doing?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Oh, well, I just called to give credit to Charles Barkley. As far as I'm concerned, I put him over Shaquille O'Neal because I remember when Shaquille O'Neal played for the Orlando Magic and Charles Barkley was playing for Philadelphia, I believe, and he put Shaq on his butt and gave him a couple of left and right jabs under the rack. I favor Charles Barkley a lot more than Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay. All right. Well, let's be real and honest here, though.
Yeah.
In their primes, if you had to take one guy that you wanted to have on your team for like 5 years, are you taking Charles Barkley or are you taking Shaq in their primes?
Okay, I'll give it to you.
Oh, okay, I'm just saying. Yeah, he was a beast. He was very, very unique. He was one of a kind. And so I get
he
you.
He was. And that's in his game.
Well, that's why I had Charles Barkley at number five, Santos. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you, sir. I'm still hoping I can possibly hear an MC Ren track. You know, when you guys go up there or on air.
You want us to play MC Ren?
Yeah, Matt Scientist.
Well, you know, you know, Ice Cube is on tour right now, right?
Yeah,
you didn't know Ice Cube was on tour?
I did not, but I seen Cube when he came to Kalamazoo in 93, I believe it was, on the Death Certificate tour.
Who? What? What and year? He, I feel like your phone's in 1950. What? Huh? What?
No, listen,
Ice Cube.
93.
Oh, 93. No, Ice Cube was here in Atlanta a couple days ago. He's been on a tour for quite some time, so. You ain't gonna see
it. Yeah.
Well, maybe you will hear MC Ren here. Maybe not tonight, but we'll work on that for you, Santos. Oh. Okay?
Hey, right. I thank you, JR, and I love the broadcast. You do an excellent job.
Well, thank you,
legally blind man, I love your work.
Well, thank you so much, Santos. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Call anytime. Thank you. Shout out to Santos for calling. He's like, yeah, I like MC Ren. I like Ice Cube, and I like you. That's some good company. To be in. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the greatest players to never win a championship. Let's go to Charlie in Baltimore. You're on the JR Sportby Show, Charlie. What's up?
Hey. Great, great. I love listening to you when I get the chance, my friend. And
thank
I
you.
Like your top six. Great
thank
choices.
You. What's up?
Great. There was three that came to my mind.
Whoa. We got a lot of callers.
I'm
going to
give you one. Give me one.
All right. Thank you.
Out of those three, Mike Messina.
Oh, man.
That's
what happens when you play for the Orioles. Like, he got close, but not close enough. And then he went to the Yankees.
And still didn't get it.
Right.
It hurt when he left.
Man, I think it hurt for a lot of people when he was on the Yankees. And I think there was one year Mike Messina went like 20-3 and still didn't win a championship with the Yankees.
Hey, he had a one hitter in the one.
Yes, that's right.
And still didn't get it.
It sucks.
He's one of my favorites.
He was, because he didn't talk crap. He didn't do anything. He just went out there. He pitched, and he was amazing. He just seemed like the most chill dude ever, and he never won anything. Shout out to Mike Messina.
Great.
Hey, thank you, Charlie. Good name.
Thank you, buddy.
About it. Absolutely. Yeah. Mike Messina was like one of the best pitchers ever in the 90s and then kind of crossing over into the 2000s and ended up on the Yankees and then still never won a championship. I remember I'm not putting him in the Elgin Baylor category, but Mike Messina said, I'm out, I'm done. And then the Yankees won a championship after he quit. It's like, you can't make these things up. 888-710-4ISN. Ben is here from Idaho. You're on the JR Sportby Show. What's up, Ben?
JR, how's it going, man?
It's going good. What's going on with you?
Okay, I got a guy. Okay. Played in the NBA for plenty of years.
All right.
Two-time MVP. Stole it from Kobe. I think you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Steve Nash. Oh, boy.
Yes, sir.
A bad man.
Top 75. Just played against all-time great teams, including the Lakers, the Spurs.
Well, he was on that.
Revolutionized the game of basketball as well.
He was on that Lakers team, and then his body said, no mas, you know. So at one point he was on it. Yeah, the Lakers at that time, they had him and Dwight Howard, and everybody was hurt. Yeah, it happens.
It was a little too late.
Yeah. Well, one day you'll be watched too, Ben, okay? Everybody gets there. Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I just want to get Steve Nash in there.
No doubt. Shout outs to Ben for calling from Idaho. I like Steve Nash. Now, did he revolutionize the game or did Mike? I guess that's tough. You think about revolutionizing the game, I think Steph Curry. I get it, 7 seconds or less. And Mike D'Antoni just, hey, get up the court. But Steve Nash, that team was real special. I think back then about the Phoenix Suns. I think about the Sacramento Kings. They were all out there pushing a rock. So that was a lot of fun to watch. It's the JR Sportby Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're talking about some of the greatest athletes ever to never win a championship. How about this? Seattle and Toronto tied at 2 runs apiece. I'll get some more of your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sportby Show here with you, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Botox Cosmetic, botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.